we really did run out of time, and the number of players that we lost really crept up on us, and we didn't get an opportunity to replace them. Going forward, our job now is to get the administration correct, get the workers ready. Our committee has now the opportunity to go out and look around neighbouring leagues for players that might be suitable for second division and get the club up and going. There is a dearth of players within the district. We've been affected by the fires. The things that give us a little bit of hope is that people are working to bring industry back into the district. We've lost the timber mill in Alexandra. The Snobs Creek hatchery is closed. One of the promises from the recent election is that the Snobs Creek hatchery is to be reinstated. Well, some of our best footballers have come out of there. So there are things that give us a little bit of hope. The bushfire recovery is going forward. Even, you know, we may have lost those that we had before, but hopefully some people will come back into the district. But if people are to come back into the district, they need to have jobs and things to do.
Bob, what was the attendance like on Friday night? Was there much of a turnout from the locals? Because at the end of the day, it all lives or dies on that, really, doesn't it?
It wasn't a huge turnout. The ones I really feel sorry for are the girls, actually.
The netballers?
Yeah, we had a full complement, both junior and senior, of netballers.
Yep.
And they're going to miss out on sport. There were three options put forward. One was recess, one was amalgamation, and the other one was to try and go forward with a single side. Well, we just couldn't promise them the numbers. Mm. We had a lot of ifs and maybes, but the reality was there were five senior players at the first 18 players at the meeting.
So even to get one footy team on the paddock was looking pretty touch and go.
It would have struggled as a side. But we've struggled as a side before and come through.
Some would suggest by going into recess it is going to be very hard to come back, Bob. Are you sort of preparing for the worst whilst hoping for the best?
Not yet. At the moment I think there's a whilst the pulse is weak, it's I'm hopeful with the people that we've got with us that we can make it a little bit stronger and give it some major surgery.
What happens from here, Bob? What's the main thrust for the year ahead in terms of getting back on the field?
We're going to remain socially active within the community to keep the community together. We need to find your nuts and bolts people, if you like, your gatekeepers, your goal umpires, trainers are a premium. From June onwards, we need to work very hard to find a coach that is familiar and can find us some players, and we intend to, as I say, get out amongst the leagues around us and try and attract some people to us. The other criteria is we've got to go out and get our junior clubs up and running again, because the junior clubs are the lifeblood of the senior club, if you like. We can only do it with the support of the community. So if they're out there helping us, we'll give it our best shot.